Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on October 15th, 2020. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
Today's show is brought to you by Forever Memoirs. Forever Memoirs tells stories, your story. We produce A&E biography-style films for individuals, families, nonprofits, and others, complete with interviews, photographs, drawings, paintings, music, and narration to create invaluable memoirs of the past and present for generations to enjoy. Your personal family history is more important than anything your children will ever see in a movie or on television. We provide you with a way to document your history for yourself, for your children, and their children forever. Forever Memoirs can provide a free consultation at 310-379-9822. Call now. Forever Memoirs will professionally interview your family and weave into that biography all the photos, keepsakes, mementos, paintings, archival film, and music that will aid in the telling of the story of that person's life and capture the laughter and the wisdom forever. Call us to discuss the possibilities at 310-379-9822 and have that conversation before life gets in the way again at 310-379-9822. Call now.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/ The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and executive producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you?
I am doing well this morning, Joe, and how are you?
I'm excellent. What a great day to talk about art.
Yes, it is. You know, I was thinking about that when you mentioned in your intro about legacy.
Yes.
A lot of legacy is going to come out of this pandemic, I think. You know, good and bad, good and bad. But art's a big part of it. As a matter of fact, you know, in my weekend guide that came out this morning, it comes out every Thursday, I have a section in there that I only started during the pandemic. It's a list of all the current exhibitions at our local art studios and cultural centers and stuff like that, because you can a lot of places you can, I think you can now get into places by appointment, you can go online. You can go online and look at all this stuff, you know. And there's
right.
so much great art out there, and it's part of the legacy. It's part of our South Bay legacy, Joe.
Right, absolutely. I'm excited to talk with some artists and talk about the impact that this whole pandemic has had on of our society.
Yeah. Well, shall we get to it?
Let's do it, Jackie. Who are our guests today?
Okay, we have a couple of returning guests this morning, along with a couple of new faces representing Destination Art, which is an art co-op located in downtown Torrance. Now, David Wolfram is the founding board member and studio artist at Destination Art. He became president in April 2018. He's also the Torrance Artist Guild president. Now, Dave teaches, he does workshops, demos, and judges shows for Southern California art groups, and he's been on the show several times. Lynn Attig is a familiar name in the South Bay art scene. She's vice president of the Torrance Artist Guild and is the founder and director of Rejoice in Fine Art, Fine Art Fair in Redondo Beach. Now, Lynn is past president and current communications director of the Pastel Society of Southern California. Currently, she is also membership chair of Pacific Arts Group of the Palos Verdes Arts Center and serves on the communications team for the International Association of Pastel Societies. Margaret Lindsay is a founding member and studio artist at Destination Art. She's a creative force as well as administrator at the studio and gallery, which is going to celebrate their 6th anniversary next month on November 14th. Robin Jones is the Destination Art board member representing the 80-plus associate artist. She is actively involved at Destination Art and curated the soon-to-open new exhibition of work by the studio and gallery artist. She is an active and involved member of the Torrance Artist Guild and helped to make the online show of Tag's artist work possible on the Destination Art website. Now, Joe, just giving you a heads up, Tag is Torrance Artist Guild, and DA is Destination Art, because that's probably how we're going to refer to them throughout the show. So this morning, we're going to learn about, as I said, this is where we're going to learn about the Torrance Artist Guild's virtual fine arts show that can be viewed October 3rd through October 31st on the Destination Art website, and the virtual reception, which will take place on Saturday, October 17th at 4 p.m. via Zoom. Robin, Margaret, Lynn, David, welcome back to the program. We're so glad you could join us this morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you, all of you. This is an opportunity to have a conversation with the community, and the community is as large or as small as it wants to be. This medium of online podcasting is so intimate. People feel that they've just met you. And so I have to start with you, Robin. We'll start with an idea of what is, and give us a little history on what is Destination Art.
Oh, well, that's really Margaret's area of expertise.
That's Margaret. You didn't take notes,
Margaret?
Joe. That's Margaret.
I'm sorry. Margaret,
that's
tell
okay.
us. What
yes,
is Destination
I
Art?
I would be glad to do that. Yes. Well, Destination Art opened its doors 6 years ago. We started with just a group of our local artists, and we were finding that many of the art centers were more interested in having artists come in and show from outside of the South Bay area. So we felt like the South Bay artists really needed a home in which to show their art and a place to kind of hang out. So Destination Art became a facility, a co-op in downtown Torrance. We're located just behind the Depot restaurant or the Bubble Bath Car Wash down there in Old Torrance. And so we have 6 little studios that artists are working in. And we have a gallery, in which we normally have hosted lots of classes and workshops. But, of course, during this pandemic, that's all had to go online. So we feel very proud of ourselves of how we've made that transition. I know we'll talk about that some more as the show goes on.
You know, I just wanted to mention something real quick. You know, Margaret, you just made that sound so easy, what you guys accomplished. No, seriously. I mean, it's not, because there are several art groups in the South Bay that have been looking for a physical home for decades. You know, I mean, I know of several more. So being able to pull that off is – That's pretty amazing. I mean, we won't get into the details, but you did.
Yes. And I would just say that the key to our success is the group of artists involved, but also that we have those studios that we rent out to some of the local artists, and that's been sort of the key to our success.
Good. Go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Sure. Yeah. That you found a marketplace for a need for artists to rent these studios temporarily, and therefore you have an active flow of interest and income. But we don't want to minimize the importance of income allows this to work. Yes. Go on, Margaret. Margaret, go on.
Oh, I just wanted to say that having people there all the time really creates a camaraderie And that's kind of what we were looking for, too, is just a place for the artists to come. And it's created a very friendly environment for our classes and our workshops and just a very hospitable place to go.
It's a clubhouse.
Okay, great.
You got a clubhouse.
Something like that, yes.
So that's Destination Art DA. So, David, give us an introduction to, as a founding board member, give us an introduction to the Torrance Artists Guild and how it came about.
Sure. Actually, I'm not a founding board member of Torrance Artists Guild. Torrance Artists Guild actually started in 1979. It is the longest current running chartered organization in the city of Torrance. So they've been around for a lot longer than I've been around. But I joined them 14 years ago, and I always found Torrance Artists Guild to be a wonderful, welcoming organization. You know, they have professional artists all the way down to people who are just really interested in art. And under normal circumstances, they meet the second Tuesday of every month at the Norris Center in Torrance Civic Center, and that's at 7 o'clock in the evenings. And every meeting consists of a sort of a friendly competition, which it leads to points, which go towards an Artist of the Year. Then they have the main part of the meeting is a demonstration by either a well-known local artist or sometimes even nationally known artists. And then the big thing they do is an annual show. And they had actually scheduled an annual show at a live venue this year, but of course everything changed. So fortunately, Destination Art stepped in and offered them a place to show. So that's why they're going to virtual this year.
And that brings me to, not the center of the discussion, because we're going to talk about what's actually working today for artists in the South Bay. But Margaret, there has been a change. This year is different. 2020 will be remembered for decades as a year of change. And
it's the lost year, Joe. It's the lost year.
Okay.
It's the lost year of 2020.
Lost year.
That's what we're calling it.
Margaret,
lost year.
we can point to all sorts of industries that have been affected. But in my mind, one of the greatest venues, one of the greatest advantages of living in the South Bay was live music. And live music around the world has been devastated by this pandemic, live music. So tell me how the art world has been affected by this pandemic, Margaret. How do you feel that the art world has been affected?
Well, I think the biggest change is that everything, as Jackie mentioned, she has added a list of exhibitions on her newsletter, that all of the art has gone online and it's all virtual. And so in one way, you can see exhibitions from all around the world from your computer. But also all of the teaching has gone online as well, and artists are finding ways to deliver their content directly to students and to viewers all around the nation. And so when we've had these online art shows, we've also had Zoom receptions. And actually, in some ways, our reach has extended because we're now able to show the contents of our gallery to people who live in other states, or who live who are our friends or acquaintances all across the nation. But our Zoom reception, we had 70 people on the last one that we did, and we're just thrilled that we have the extended reach via the online.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That's really interesting, because that's in some industries. Those Zoom meetings, as you said, are expanding people's reach. I know a lot of the local chambers, chambers do seminars and workshops all the time, and they might only get, you know, well, depending on how big the chamber is, you know, they'll get 25 people or something to show up. But by having it online, I've heard that they've had like 125 people show up. So you're right. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. But, and I don't know who to ask this, so just jump in if anybody knows the answer. From what I understand, you know, the L.A. Department of Public Health, all this time, every week they do conference calls with, gosh, I'm blanking on her name, the woman, the head, the director. I'm blanking on her name. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway, she does these phone calls every week since this started with different industries. So Monday, it might be the hospitality industry. Tuesday, it might be personal care, salons and stuff like that. Wednesday, it might be for event planners and stuff. And from what I understand, artists and musicians are not included in any of those. Does anybody know about that? Because I've been looking. I get the list of the phone calls every week. And it seems to me that the creatives dropped, you know, they didn't make any place for them.
Mm. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's not surprising to me, but it's very telling. And I, like you had said at the beginning, the music industry has been totally devastated by this. And I know the galleries in Orange County are now open. We are open by appointment, we're waiting until we can have live people back in the gallery again.
Yeah,
the one of the ways that artists work actually is in isolation. So for me, when the whole pandemic happened, I believe there was a shell shock feeling at first, but then I was like, wait, I've got hours and hours every day with nothing going on. Where did I go? I went to my studio. Now, I know that wasn't the case mm-hmm. for some people because they were too anxious, but I think mm-hmm. a lot of artists took this opportunity to do what we do best, which is work alone. And I think I produced 9 paintings, you know, in a couple months spread. And then as we got accustomed to it and a lot of people learned new technology, which was exciting. I mean, a lot of people who'd never really used technology, especially maybe some of our older artists, they're Zooming. So as we got better and the learning curve was surmounted, we started having our meetings online, and that's just surged. And one of our meetings for the Pastel Society, we did it at 4:00 on a Saturday afternoon, one of our receptions. We had people from Australia, New Zealand, France, the Philippines, India, all over the world attending this reception. So that's exciting to me that when we do come back as a community and people are selling online, maybe not as much. I don't know. I don't have any statistics on that. But I feel like mm-hmm. we have gone 10 years. We have zoomed 10 years ahead in terms of our ability now to market and reach other people with our art once this is over.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. That is exciting. Yeah.
And Robin, I want to bring you in for your perspective on the impact that this pandemic has had on the art community, Robin.
Well, you know, from my perspective, I was sort of the behind the scenes person helping with getting these virtual shows online. I worked with Dennis Sullivan, who is both a TAG and Destination Art member. He's our vice president currently in Destination Art and a longtime member of TAG. And he is sort of our online creative director, Destination Art, and virtual gallery designer. And our big challenges mm-hmm. were and wondering, will we get people to go virtual with our online shows? And surprisingly enough, every goal that I had, each time we launched an online show, we surpassed the number of people who participated, which again was surprising because a lot of naysayers will say, well, our art group is consisted of people who are, you know, in general, the average age is past retirement. Will they be able to make this leap? And they did. So that was a big surprise for us. And then the fact that we actually surpassed our numbers from previous years with in-gallery shows in this virtual world was, you know, an additional surprise. People learned how to, very quickly, how to upload an image onto our Destination Art portal. They had to crop it. In some ways, it was a little more freeing for them. They didn't have to worry about frames, which is a big challenge when you have an in-gallery show and how to curate that. Mm-hmm. This time around, they were just sending and uploading an image. I think that's probably one of the biggest challenges for most of the people who've participated in the numerous shows we've now hosted on the Destination Art website, was learning how to upload an image. Surprisingly enough, but everyone made the hurdle, and a lot of it was hand-holding, you know, being on the phone with somebody while they're registering. The current show that we have now hosted on Destination Art's website, again, last year, my understanding, I wasn't involved in the in-gallery show for TAG, but I think we had someone around 30-so odd participants. The show this year had 40 artists, and we have a total of 78 images currently in the show, and which is pretty phenomenal. It's been a really interesting and surprising experience as we've gone along. Currently, Destination Art has hosted, this is our third show that we have done on our portal. We have an amazing portal that was designed for us by Charlie Smith, and I want to give him credit because that's part of what makes this whole visual gallery experience and setting it up. That first part of it is registering for the show, and that process he made super easy. And so that intimidation factor, I think, was modified or minimized, I should say, by that portal being so user-friendly. And that's why, as a member of both Destination Art and Torrens Artist Guild, and Dave as well, and so is Lynn, we said, well, why don't we offer the Destination Art portal to host the TAG show, since they can't do it in a gallery? And so that's how that all happened.
Robin, begs the $64,000 question. Since your online events have been so successful, once we get back to normal, will you continue to use that? Will you, you know, in addition to your in-person stuff, will you continue to use the internet to further your reach?
Yes, I want to answer that, and I also know that Margaret will have some things to add about that. But yes, we sort of accepted the fact that, you know, we have entered this world of virtual art shows, and we don't see that ever will go back to not having that. It now, in some respects, has to always be available. We've learned, as we've already discussed, that we're reaching a much broader audience in having our art shows online and virtual, if you want to call it that. It's obviously a very different experience to see a piece of art, you know, in a visual image, a JPEG on a website. It's different, of course, to see it in a gallery. It's a completely different experience. But we have sort of unleashed the power of the internet by being able to bring an art show to a far-reacher, a broader audience, and there is no reason to ever not do that again. We've captured a new number of people who come to the website to see our shows, participate in the reception, and it's now part of our way that we're going to be reinventing Destination Art in the future. We're doing a lot more things virtually and using the power of our portal, I call it. And Margaret, I'll let you continue to talk about a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, one of the things, in fact, well, first, before we move on, I just wanted to say, since we're talking so much about how this is hosted on our website, I wanted to give our website address, which is destination-art.net. So that's where you go to see these shows. But one of the things you would find on the homepage there is also now a virtual tour of what is in the gallery. So I know this technology was developed mainly for real estate to sell homes, but we are harnessing that for giving you the ability to go in and have a virtual tour of our studios and gallery. And that's something that we're going to continue to do. In fact, the current show that is now hung in the physical gallery, you're going to be able to see a virtual tour of it starting on October 24th. That will be posted on our website, as well as we're just investing in a lot more video technology to have a lot of videos, short little ones and longer ones, just available regarding artists and their experience of being involved in destination art, or what they learned there, or just about their art. So there'll be a variety of video technology available that we'll host and offer on our website.
Well, it all comes down. Mm-hmm. It's another tool in the toolbox. Is what it is. It's
right.
It's another tool in your toolbox. And now, Lynn, let me ask you something. Lynn Attig.
Yes.
So you do the Rejoice in Art, the Fine Art Fair.
Yes.
Have you made any plans yet for the next one? How are you looking at that? Are you going to go virtual completely? How is that going to work out?
Well, actually, for next year, we are looking at that, because we've had a great success with our brick-and-mortar show. We've had a great sales success every year, and about 20% of the paintings have sold in that show. But next year, we will have a virtual show. We'll take it virtual so that we can reach a lot more people, because it is a national show. The artist's work comes from all around the country. And we could even make it an international show now, because we could have artists internationally sending in work for the online virtual part. We'll also still have the artist booths and tents. I think we all miss the art fairs that used to happen in the South Bay. I mean, what a vibrant community we have for art fairs. Mm-hmm. Those have gone away right now, but they will come back. And Rejoice in Art, you know, has the tents and booths plus the gallery show running concurrently. So next October of 2021, we'll be back full strength with that, and it'll be our sixth annual show.
Is it at the same place? Will it be at the same place?
It'll be at the same place venue? At Riviera. Yes, Riviera United Methodist Church is beautiful, big property that hosts that show for us, and it's a pivotal part of the South Bay, I think, for the artists to look forward to. And I'm sad that we made the decision not to hold it this year. I didn't want to do something half-baked. We had so many other virtual shows going on. I just decided, let's take a year off, and that's what we did. But I did just attend an outdoor art fair in the Midwest in September. They tried it. They had masks. They had social distancing. People walked in one direction. They used hand sanitizer before they touched any jewelry or art or anything, and they sold more than they've ever sold. So I think there's going to be a pent-up demand in the community for art when we come back. I really feel it. I do.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right. And I got to imagine that those will soon be popping up again, because things are starting to open up, and most of them are outdoors, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine that. Yeah, that'll be good. Well, that's convenient that your venue is also my polling place. I spend some time there.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'll see you in November.
Everybody will be there, yeah. Lynn, you have to leave us. You have to leave us. You have to go off and do other things. All right. Well, thank you so much
for
being with us. And we'll definitely see you in October of 2021 at the Rejoice.
Yeah.
That's a great show. I go every year. Thank you, Lynn Attig.
Thank you, Jackie and Joe. Thank you for bringing all this to the community. It's a really valuable resource
for us,
and we appreciate
it. Thank you.
Okay, everybody, take care. Have a blessed day.
Bye.
All right.
See you soon.
Joe,
bye,
Lynn.
Let's do our station break.
Let's do it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the finest of the best of the finest in the South Bay. That's what we bring to you every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Thursdays is the South Bay Spotlight. That's when we spotlight artists, musicians, businesses, food, all the best that the South Bay has to offer, from El Segundo to Palos Verdes, from the water east to Torrance. But we bring this to you in this intimate setting that you can really feel that you've met the person or you've visited a place, and we do all of that, the same thing on Friday mornings, with a special emphasis on Manhattan Beach, the city, and the members of the Manhattan Beach Chamber, because on Friday we're proudly sponsored by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. And so please join us. You can hear the latest show on any smart speaker, whether it's Siri or Alexa or Google, or just say, "Hey Siri, play the South Bay Show," or "Hey Google," or "Hey Alexa, Alexa, play the South Bay Show," and you'll get the latest podcast. Join us soon on your favorite.
Don't say it now. Don't say it now, because all
no,
of our phones will
now.
Start making noise. Yeah, don't say it now. We did that. The very first time you announced that we were now on the smart speakers, you said, "Hey Siri," and then your phone started playing the latest show. That was funny. Yeah. So okay.
Great.
Let's get into the show itself. Let's get into the Torrance Artist Guild's virtual fine art show, which you can view now on the Destination Art website through October 31st.
Right.
And there's going to be a virtual reception on Saturday, October 17th. So who wants to take that? Who wants to tell us about – well, you can all tell us about the show, but who wants to start?
Yes. Hi, Jackie. I'll start off here. First
okay.
off, you can also view the gallery and find out more information about Torrance Artist Guild at torranceartistguild.org. So the reception is at 4 o'clock on Saturday the 17th. It's a virtual Zoom reception. And one of the things we've done actually on all the Destination Art things, and we're doing this for Torrance Artist Guild too, is we created content. And one thing people really enjoy hearing about is we have our judge, awards judge Ian Roberts, who's a nationally known artist, is going to critique the paintings he selected as the prize winners. So people always enjoy. You're hearing the insights from somebody who's so knowledgeable. I don't know if you're familiar with Ian Roberts, but if you go on YouTube, he has a number of different demos and critiques about different facets of art. And I think I'll let Robin take it from here.
Ooh, well, that was pretty much what I was going to share. I think it's going to be very exciting to hear Ian Roberts' perspective. I already had a little preview of the video, and Ian just is such an incredible artist himself, but now he's really more focused on his YouTube side, where he has his own Tuesday mini video clips, which will help you become a better artist. And I think in general, that's kind of what got us all here, at least it got me here to Destination Art and TAG, was wanting to become an artist. The show itself, I think, is really inspiring, because I think if you go online and you look at it, you can make your own decisions about what really you respond to. And it is an amazing show. We have every medium represented. We have collage, watercolor, acrylic, oil, pastel. That's what's so neat about TAG, is that it includes artists from every medium. And so you see that represented in the show. And, oh, also photography, by the way. So we have artists of every medium involved in our group. So one more thing about the online show is that I think that Destination Art sort of cut our teeth doing two online shows prior to TAG, That's why we think we felt confident in reaching out to them and offering them to use our portal as their, you know, their mechanism to go virtual. And there are many, many pros, as we've discussed, to going to a virtual show as opposed to a gallery. I don't know. Margaret,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, what I wanted to also just say is, and I know you'll, I think you should share some more about what's exactly in that show. But, you know, as we're talking about all this virtual, which won't go away, but there's also just I don't want us to lose sight of the fact that seeing the paintings in person is a whole different experience. And I think we'll want to be encouraging people that when we do open up again, that you'll want to come in. In fact, the way that we've hung the gallery at Destination Art just now with artists who are our regular gallery artists, but we have the show, current show, curated by Bruce and Terry Harkins of Palos Verdes, who Terry's the realtor who helped us find the location for Destination Art in the first place. And she and her husband, Bruce, owned a frame shop in Malaga Cove for quite a while. So they're very supportive of the arts. And they came in and curated this beautiful show in our that's in our gallery right now. And that's what we'll be sharing with the world October 24th through a virtual tour. But when you come into the gallery, it's just a whole different experience. And you just feel it so much more than when you are viewing it online. So although we are thrilled to be able to offer this service to Torrance Artists Guild and to any of the other South Bay art groups who would like to hold a virtual show, excuse me, we are looking forward to the time that we can welcome people back into the gallery itself.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, could I add something else? Going back to the online shows, one of the things we found and what we try to do on all the online shows is to have some measure of audience participation. So we've had, you know, for our Destination Art show, we had people, you know, commenting on the art and the same which ones they like the best. I think actually one of the prizes is sort of we're having people select one of the prize winners by voting on their favorite pieces for the Torrance Artist Guild show. So that prize won't be announced until after the show is over.
That's one of the ways that we have driven the audience to our website is by offering during this last show, which was called Hanging in There, which we were hanging in there in more than one way. We had people, like Dave said, leaving comments, but by leaving a comment about what they liked about one of the pieces of art that they saw in the virtual show, they were entering a sweepstakes for a painting prize. It was a painting by Mike Ishikawa, who's a well-known South Bay artist. But by offering sweepstakes or a way to participate in choosing one of the prizes or something like that is another way that we've driven the number of views and visits to our website during these shows.
Yeah, I think it also forces people to linger longer on the show because they're actually making a conscious choice out of all the pieces.
There is something about... Well, okay. Yes, of course you can, but I just wanted to say that there's something about the Torrance Artistguild.org website. It's the Isolation Showcase 2020. I'm sitting here and I am just mesmerized by this collection of paintings and artists. Can someone comment on this? This is really
yes, I think, you know, that's very
wonderful.
Sure. That was the thing when we weren't having live meetings and we hadn't really figured out the virtual thing for Torrance Artist Guild. They're not quite as tech savvy as Destination Art, so that's why we're happy to be involved with the Destination Art group. But Dennis Sullivan, who also does the website and the virtual stuff for Destination Art is also a Torrance Artist Guild member, and he set up the isolation showcase where people who were so used to being, going to meetings and talking about art and showing their art with other people, but were still working at home. That was a chance for them to put up their art that they were doing then. Destination Art did the same thing. They had an art in isolation virtual show as well. But it was a great way for people to connect, at least in some way.
Yeah.
Right.
I also wanted to mention, this is Robin, I wanted to mention a little bit more about the Zoom receptions and what they've done to actually also drive more viewers to our websites. The first one we did was for the Destination Art Associate Artist Show, and we had huge participation in that. And I think part of what sort of started and set the bar for online receptions was the fact that we were a little bit more innovative in what we were going to present. We knew that we had this opportunity to have everyone gather together in this virtual Zoom situation, and we wanted to wow them. So one of the things we decided to do was we did short little video clips of a number of our artists in the show talking about their art pieces and their process. And we think that was a really exciting opportunity to see it virtually and intimately during the reception. Another thing that we did was we had one of our wonderful art mentors and teachers affiliated with Destination Art, Frank Menudo. We had Frank, who was also the judge for that show, go through and give us critiques on his selections for the awards. And I think, again, that was a huge success. Very exciting for people to hear that feedback on why Frank made his choices, what it was about each piece. Then, came our second online show, which was called Hanging in There, and it was for our studio and gallery artists. And again, we thought, okay, now how do we keep their attention? How do we wow them this time? It's almost like a performance, and, thinking about how do we keep their attention for the reception. And we decided to create a panel of artists and have a discussion about abstract art, which typically is not something that you would necessarily associate with Destination Art. I mean, we have an incredible amount of landscape painters and people who paint more realistically, but we also love our abstract art and abstract art painters. And so we used Frank Menudo, who's an incredible abstract artist, well, artist in general, and had a panel, and we think that was a very exciting event for the Hanging in There reception. So
you guys sound like you're doing great.
Yeah.
I mean, we really try, Jackie. No, it sounds like you're working very hard at it. I mean, as I said, you're fortunate that Destination Art has been there 6 years, so you're established. And the fact that you have all of these members that can take on these different roles, just taking on the video aspect of it is a massive undertaking. Very fortunate. I'm just curious, to anybody that knows the answer to this, have any of the other South Bay art groups approached you to pick your brain on how you're doing this?
This is something that we're hoping to offer. One of the reasons we wanted to host the Torrance Artist Guild was so that we could show that we have this this feature that we can offer for the other art groups. And there has been some interest, I guess, maybe from some of the Palos Verdes groups, maybe the Palateers or one of the other groups, to go ahead and, because they don't have a place to show their art right now. That's the big thing. There's nowhere to go. So we're welcome to to offer this service if other groups are wanting to make use of it.
Mm-hmm. Good. Mm-hmm.
But
you've established it. You've established mm-hmm. the process, so you know what you're doing. I always like everybody to work together, help each other out, mm-hmm. particularly in bad times. You know, it's just good.
Sure.
It's just good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the added advantage of viewing something from home. You don't have to worry about drinking and driving.
That's right.
It's always a big deal.
Right.
You go to all of these openings, and the wine and the champagne and the canapé, and you can just open up your own beer or your own bottle of wine and sit and relax in your pajamas from the comfort of your home and get some culture.
That's right.
That's
like
absolutely
that.
True.
Well, I know you've been to a few of our destination art openings, so you know what they're like.
I know what they're like. No, you have a fantastic facility over there. As I said, it's a clubhouse. Joe, have you ever been over there?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've got
and,
a big gallery, the big front room gallery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful to, every once in a while, you'll see an artist in residence, and that's really special.
Mm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
That makes the difference.
Yeah,
yes, that was one of our. No, go ahead, Dave.
When we have people coming in, we have one artist who comes in almost every day and works in a studio. And we have other artists who come in, on certain days or just from time to time. But there's usually always somebody in there and they're working, which is the great thing.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So your artists are actually able. Your artists are able to go into the studio and work. They haven't been shut out from the studio.
No, we're still observing social distancing, and we wear masks in the studio. But it's I think it's a very safe place to be right now.
Yes.
Right.
And one of the things we've been able to do is. One of our classes has continued to meet. Louisa McHugh is our watercolor instructor, and she has a sort of a hybrid class going on with about five or six people in the gallery as the workshop takes place on Wednesday mornings, and they're spread out, socially distanced with masks and all. And then she's also giving instruction over Zoom. So there's another about 10 people at home taking the class from home. And maybe, Robin, you want to say more about that since you're actually in that class.
Yeah, I have to say I love it. I could not wait to have an opportunity to be in an art class again. I mean, it's one of the things I really miss about the fact that, we're somewhat closed to that with our classes and workshops. But this hybrid is working really well. There are a few of us, as Margaret said, who are spaced out in the gallery. I felt comfortable. We have great ventilation. The doors are open, and we're all wearing our masks, and our tables are very far apart from one another. So it's limited in terms of how many people we can fit in the actual gallery space. But then the fact that we also have our comrades on Zoom who are actually taking the class virtually, they feel the benefits to being at home. Sometimes I think they feel they get a better bird's eye view of what Louisa is doing because she has an incredible setup. She leaped onto the technology wagon very quickly and got up and running with doing things virtually. So she has a great setup that she has. It's very portable, and she uses her camera as her phone is her camera, to show her her palette and her painting as she proceeds with it. And people are zooming in and looking at that. Those of us who are physically in the class, we have to get up out of our seat and come and take a look when it's our chance to do that. So we just like that classroom feeling. So it's serving dual purposes, people who don't feel comfortable coming yet and taking an in-class experience, and those who do. So And I think it's also expanded maybe Louisa's class participation, because it's very successful right now, and the more people who hear about it, the more people want to join in.
Yeah. Joe, what is the term we used for this? What happened when this pandemic started and everybody forced something integration? What was it? It's such a great term. I heard it from one of our guests. Forced virtual integration. It's a great term, but basically, this pandemic forced us. Somebody mentioned it earlier. You think you're 10 years ahead of where you wouldn't have been if you hadn't been forced to use these tools. It's amazing.
Right.
And it's not going away. It's not going away. And as we've been talking about, for certain industries, it will only enhance what you're doing.
That's right. I think that is true. And especially as Robin was speaking earlier about many of our artists are past retirement age. But that's one of our blessings, actually, is that we a lot of people, after they've worked for their entire career, and they're saying, now I want to be a fine artist. And so that's what we offer, is a lot of classes and opportunities for that. We hope to get back to more in-person classes soon. But it has forced us all to become comfortable with that technology and use it to our advantage.
Hey, listen, my 95-year-old mother, we have a Zoom call every Thursday at 11:15. So in a couple of hours, I'm going to get on Zoom with my 95-year-old mother. I mean, it's amazing. Look, it's awful. I haven't seen her since last November.
Oh,
you know, it's terrible. It's terrible. I'm like, when am I going to be able to see my mother again? But we do that Zoom call every Thursday at 11:15, so I get to see her at least. And it's been a help to all of us, as I'm sure everybody else is doing too, right?
Right.
Yeah, we're also looking at creating a lot of evergreen content as well. You know, like we did our virtual walkthrough where we hired the photographer to come through and photograph the gallery with the 360-degree camera. We are actually buying one of those 360-degree cameras so we can do constant updates of that. And plus, we've also invested in the Ring technology, which Louisa uses. So we're going to be starting to shoot evergreen lessons so that we can put those online and people can purchase those at any time. They don't have to come into a class at a specific time.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's brilliant. That's brilliant. That's something that will pay dividends down the road. That's great. Okay, so listen, I'm just going to put this out there again. The Torrance Artists Guild Virtual Fine Arts Show can be viewed now online. It's online through October 31st. It's on the Destination Art website. All right, now give me those websites again, torranceartistguild.org and Destination. Destination, is it underscore
dash.
Art or dash? Or dash.
Dash.
Okay, destination-art.net.
Dot net.
And you can go online right now and view those. They're online through October 31st. And then there's going to be the virtual reception on Saturday, October 17th at 4 p.m. via Zoom. And is that just open to anyone? Do you have to register in advance? Or is the meeting ID and password just for anybody can jump on? How's that working? Or Lynn left us. Was she the person that was in charge of that?
You have to register, Jackie. There's a button on both the TAG website and the Destination Art website to register for the reception. And once you register, you'll get an email back with the Zoom link for Saturday. So all you have to do is go to either website and register for the reception.
All right. This is exciting. This is exciting, Joe. This is exciting.
Yeah, very.
Yeah.
The art world renewed. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I gotta remember that term. Forced something.
Virtual
integration. Forced virtual. No, I think it was. I don't think it was virtual. I'll have to go back and listen to that show. We had an IT guy and he said it, and I've been using it for the last 7 months, and now for the life of me, I can't remember it. So it is what
Jackie,
it is.
One more plug. One more plug is that we also have our prior online shows for Destination Art available to view at the Destination Art website. We have an events tab, and I think if you go to that, you'll be able to view the two recent shows that we did, the one for the associates and the one for the studio and gallery artists. Those are both still on our website and available to be viewed.
Okay,
yes,
that's
along
fantastic.
Along with our virtual
that's
walkthrough.
Art in isolation and hanging in there, that's great, because if you couldn't make it, and I couldn't make it to those. By the way, I get invitations to half a dozen Zoom calls a day. It's crazy. I mean, I can't be at everything. You know, I can't go to all of these things. So the fact that it's on there and I can go back at a later date and watch it is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, there are several events that are happening, like they're doing virtual city council meetings, you know, and you know,
mm-hmm.
some cities are putting those up, some aren't. You know, I've contacted people. I said, hey, I couldn't make it. Did you record it? Can I watch it? You know, and they're like, no, we didn't. I'm like, shoot. You know, so that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Also,
well,
go
ahead.
I was just going to say, when you go to the events tab and then you go to one of the online shows, there's also links to the talk that Robin referred to about the abstract art, as well as another talk. There's a talk by Kyle Boone, who's one of our studio artists. She does art about weather and tornadoes and very interesting things, and she talked about that in her art talk. So there's links to all of those on the website as well.
This is all good. I'm glad to hear this. I'm glad to hear this. I really am. I really am, because unfortunately a lot of other things are falling apart, but your group of artists has got it going on. That's all we can ask for, right?
Yeah.
Listen,
right.
We have two minutes left. Is there anything else you want to put out? Any? Do you have any sponsors you want to thank, or do you have any other information that you want to pass on? Anybody?
Well, definitely I want to thank Dennis Sullivan, who without him we wouldn't have had all of our beautiful virtual online shows and Art in Isolation. And all of our visual content that we have currently sitting on our website. Also, I want to thank Charlie Smith, who helped design our portal. It's really an amazing portal, which has allowed us to step off and do all these virtual shows with ease. And I want to thank all the hard work and all the volunteers who helped us both with all of our virtual aspects of Destination Art and TAG, and also the people who are part of our community who volunteered to step up and helped us recently with our in-gallery show. So a big thank you and shout out to them.
While we're giving credit where credit's due, I'd also like to thank Robin for, she's way too modest. She did an incredible job. You started working with Terry and Bruce, curating the show, and then put an awful lot of work in hanging it and has gone back and they've done little tweaks to the show and it looks fantastic.
All right.
That's the in-gallery. And thank you, Jackie and Joe, for having us today.
We
appreciate all of
your
support as well.
And Annie
Dahl,
for our marketing director at Destination Art. Thank you, Annie.
Mm-hmm. Annie, I have Annie's email. So, you know,
great.
I have Annie's email.
Well, I'm sure she's listening.
All right, listen, Joe, we got to wrap it up.
Well, it's been an amazing hour. It really has. And it's been a very hopeful and very, very positive developments in the world of South Bay artists. There's lots of resources.
Yeah.
For South Bay artists, if they get in touch with these two organizations, either the Torrance Artists Guild or Destination Art, you can find ways to get your art shown. And so just know that. And there's places for you to work and so forth. Thank you so much for joining us, each of you. Now, I'm going to go through the list, but David Wolfram, Lynn Attic, Margaret Lindsay, and Robin Johns, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. And we hope people come and visit the gallery.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And thank you, Jackie.
Open.
Both live and
by appointment.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you,
live,
everybody.
All
right.
By appointment. Live and by appointment. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.